Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival, here with Ashraf Rahn and Ahmed Halel, is right? Halel, from the film Mediterranean Fever. You are the old couple of the film, you know, the two neighbors that become friends and that completely different one from the other, but with a very good balance in terms of personality and of comic, rhythm. How did so? The obvious question is, how did you work together in preparing to be so, to work so well on screen? Who starts? Who wants to start?
I think we had a good dynamic from the beginning between us. It's like it clicked. Okay. Then we had a lot of, we were talking about it. We had a lot of rehearsals. We knew what we were coming to do.
Yeah.
And still, like, even when we start and they say action, we know, but we don't know nothing. I mean, the rehearsal was almost, again, theatrical, you know? And we knew the shape of the scene, but still, when they say action, it's another thing.
So you knew the choreography of it? So how to move, how to use spaces and this kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And still, it's totally a different... New place when we start.
And was there a space for improvisation or not?
And so some moments, not in the shooting, because Maha's way is it's to get ready and be precise about what we are doing in the scene. Of course, the always as any film, other film like in the shooting position. And set itself, things are changed because of, you know, lighting sometimes the frame, changing the dynamics. Sometimes in the room it was working, but now it's not working because we are in the real place. We need another solution. But it's still, she tried always to keep the work, the achievement that we had in the rehearsals, because we had a long period of rehearsals. So we asked all the questions. We went into all the details and we changed lines sometimes. And
so you worked with her on both your characters before?
Yeah, definitely.
2.5 months.
Definitely.
We went into the rehearsal room. And then that's why also I agree with Ashraf. It was the click in the matching. When Maha called us to the matching, it was like, and the first moment was the click, like, this is right. This is really right for us. And then in the rehearsals, we could understand each other's needs as actors and human beings, yeah, and the kind of the character, who are you as an actor and who are you as a human being. And the click just went to be a very deep, good relationship as friends and as colleagues. And there were not a moment of tension about the relationship as actors in this film between me and Ashraf. It went like smooth all the way, and we had,
I would say, it was healthy. It was just simply healthy.
We had one goal, to do a perfect job.
And it was fun, I believe.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Still, when they said action,
yeah,
it's as much as we know about the characters and the scene, and it's a whole new world starting. Yeah. It's a whole new adventure.
Yeah, it's it was amazing, really. It was a dream of process. Because it felt always bad that the three of us, also with Maha, because we spent a lot of time together in the rehearsals and in the shooting. And it was like this triangle between Maha, Ashraf and me, it went like smooth, and we were having fun with a lot of respect to each other, also a lot of love between each other, a lot of like admiring each other way of creating and being creative. And
it shows that there was a good connection.
Still, we didn't know that we're going to get such a result, because... Yeah. Just yesterday we saw it.
Yeah, we did it.
At least you were happy doing it, which was good.
Yeah, no, definitely. But we didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't
this is going to be like this specifically, or you know.
I have one last question for both of you. Did you have any kind of character of actor in mind preparing for this, for this role? Any kind of inspirational persona or whatever?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I stopped thinking of actors years ago. No, really. I'm looking for people, real people that I know from my experience in life and from my relationships. I pick up people, real people to work on and to have the image of them and try to present them. Because if I follow an actor, then I feel so insecure.
No, it worked for me. It worked brilliant for me.
And who was your...
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Who?
I know.
Who?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No. No.
Well, but I mean, you don't want to tell us, but at least you had some model, not to be inspired, but to look
at. It was specifically for this role.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that this actor, all the time I think about him.
It's not your method. It's just
No, for this role, and it worked brilliant for me.
Yeah, of course.
What we don't know is, but it actually worked brilliantly. So good for us that you had this person in mind, because the result was...
I didn't have him in mind while shooting.
What do you mean the result was amazing for him and for me?
Not for both of you.
Okay.
No,
I understand. Okay. Next time.
Okay, well, thanks a lot to Ashraf Aran and Ahmed Hlelel for the film Mediterranean Fever from the Cannes Festival on the beach at the Marriott. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.